Maurice Ferre is 77 years old and last held any type of elected office back in 1996. The odds are extremely low of him making any noise against the more heavily financed and union-supported Kendrick Meek. But Ferre says if he gets enough votes in conservative North Florida in his August 24th primary, he can have a chance against Meek. Interestingly, in our interview, Ferre criticized Meek for being too liberal for Florida voters. Yet one important issue that Ferre differs with Meek on is on Afghanistan, where the Miami congressman supports the surge of troops in Afghanistan, but Ferre opposes it.
And there are several reasons for that. Reason number one is you don't go into a war admitting that you're not going to win it. You go into a war, you got to say, I'm going to go into the war and I'm going to win it. Now, if you don't win it, you don't win it. But you don't go into a war saying, well, I know this is not a winnable war, number one. Number two, all of the military people, including General Petraeus, including McChrystal, have all said that the war is not winnable militarily. Okay? Now, number three, and perhaps most important, is who is the enemy? Okay? The enemy is Al-Qaeda. Well, who is Al-Qaeda? Well, Al-Qaeda is a cell group of very sophisticated, very well-financed terrorists who are on a mission of destruction based on a fundamental, on a religious fundamentalism, which is a world unto itself that neither you or I, and I don't think very many people in the Western world understand. I don't. But here's the point. Who are we fighting? Well, we're fighting the Taliban. Well, who's the Taliban? Well, the Taliban are a bunch of tribal people, mostly Pashtuns, okay? Mostly Pashtuns who don't give a damn about the United States. Don't even know what the United States is. If you gave 85% of them can't even write. And if you say, well, who are the Americans or what is the United States? They don't know. They haven't got, except what they see on television and they see here and there. But the point is, these Taliban people, they have this horrible thing called these Sharia laws. Okay, yes, it's horrible, but guess what? You know, that's their problem. I can't impose my religion or my will or my knowledge or my democracy, American democracy, on them.
So should we get out of Afghanistan completely?
No. Here's why not, and here's the point. The point is this. The real problem is Pakistan, okay? It's not Afghanistan. Right. And the real enemy is Al-Qaeda. It isn't the Taliban. So why are we fighting the Taliban? See? And the Taliban is mainly made up of Pashtuns. Now, are we bringing in Pashtuns and educating them or putting them into the Afghan army? No. We're getting all the other tribesmen, not the Pashtuns. You know, where does this make sense? I mean, what's the logic of it?
Sure.
Explain the logic of
right.
it. Now, all of a sudden, in my position, and I obviously you read my position paper, McChrystal and the others are now coming around in the last 2 or 3 weeks and saying exactly the same thing. They're saying this is not winnable militarily. We have to really bring these people over. We have to negotiate with them. We got to bring the Taliban. Now you got Karzai bringing in the Taliban and saying, let's the Pashtun, he's a Pashtun, let's cut a deal, let's see what we can do. Of course. Now, do we abandon Afghanistan? Of course not. We've already done that once.
Right.
We the Soviets, we helped these guys get armed, trained, and all this. These are the guys that are fighting us. And then we abandon them. You know, and you know, we've all seen the Charlie picture and all
okay,
that.
Okay, so we don't abandon them, but we don't like the escalation. What do we ultimately do?
Well, I think we have to concentrate our efforts on the enemy. And the enemy, in my opinion, is the fundamentalist jihadist Al-Qaeda group. Now, where are they now? Well, they're in Somalia
right.
one day, then they go over to Yemen the next day, then they go to, they're in, you know. By the way, their number one target is not America. Their number one target is Saudi Arabia.
You know,
they want all that money and all that oil, and they don't want that king there, and they don't want these guys that are our friends. So we're number two. But be scared that they take on number one, because then Israel really has problems,
right.
And then we have problems, and the world has problems. So you know, it's again prioritize. First things first. Who is our enemy, and where are we, and where are we going, and how do we best use our strength? How do we leverage strength for its most effective use? It's not by sending 30 more 30,000 more soldiers into Afghanistan. That doesn't do it.
Let's talk, Marisa. Back to you. One thing, at least, about Kendrick Meek and the other guys, Charlie Crist and Marco Rubio, they've all, you know, currently been in politics, or in the case of Marco Rubio, just been out of the last year or so. You, it's been, what, a couple of decades since you were last in elective office.
Yeah. So, 1996.
Yeah, okay, 96.
Yeah.
So, I guess the first thing people would say is when they don't, you know, when they find out who you are, is like, okay, what's he, okay, mayor of Miami, but what's he been doing the last 13, 14 years?
Well, I've been in my own investments, in my own. I was a professor at Princeton University for a semester. I went, Mercedes and I went to Washington, and I went to the Woodrow Wilson Center for Scholars, and I was a visiting policy wonk there. And I've been reading and writing, and I've been involved. And you know, I decided to get into this thing because I don't see any leadership. I don't see any people, you know, coming up with sensible things that square, you know. And I'm sorry, look at what's happening all over the country. It isn't that Massachusetts is against Democrats. It's not against Democrats. They're against incumbents. It's the guys that are in that are screwing up. All of us, all of them.
Yeah.
You know, I'm an outsider.
Right, so this benefits you.
Of course, yeah. And I can say, hey, and you know, now Bill Nelson is really ticked off of me because I say, where is our leadership? Who's defending my interests? It's certainly not Bill Nelson, with all due respect. He's a Democrat, but he's not defending me.
That's Florida Democratic U.S. Senate hopeful Maurice Ferre speaking earlier this month in Ybor City. Stay tuned for the second part of this interview on the WMNF Evening News later this week. For WMNF in Ybor City, I'm Mitch Perry with Creative Loafing.